This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
August 15th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 stations, each of which now has the capacity to broadcast any RBN program that they choose. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to draw your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. One of our listeners created this wonderful site, and I'm very grateful for that effort. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break, after the first break at 800-313-9443, or wait until we open the phone lines. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. The author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, and Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. Welcome to the program, Dr. Daniels.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is always a pleasure to have you on. And just a reminder that your website is vitalitycapsules.com. And drjenniferdaniels.com. And if you go to that website, you can sign up for the free report on how to escape or avoid antibiotics, something that we all need to do. All righty, you have a fascinating subject today, the Genome Project.
Yes, I do. And, you know, I start on these things. So I get, you know, this idea in my head. I'll think of something in my medical career, and I'll say, you know, that's really curious. But it doesn't quite add up into that. And I'm telling you, this one is a wild ride. I had no idea where it was going to lead, and the final outcome was, oh, my God. So, first, let's talk about the genome. My perspective is a fraud, genome fraud, but let's talk about the Genome Project, kind of what it is and who funded it and what they found out. Then I'm going to talk about what they're doing or what they're telling us they're doing with the information. And then I'm going to talk about the whole concept of genetic evolution and then translate that into the genetic evolution that's happening real time right before our eyes. And so a lot of this is being overlooked is because we've allowed Madison Avenue to rename things for us, to put it in different contexts. And so things are happening, and we're saying, oh, it's this, when really, like, oh, my God, I'm being genetically modified.
Right.
So today's show really can be classified as my opinions, with my interpretation of these studies and of these facts. So the facts themselves are actually not interesting at all. But the interpretation is where the value lies. So, first of all, how is it decoded and what they find and what they're using it for? The Genome Project was concluded in 2003, and it's a 13-year project coordinated by the United States Department of Energy. Now, that's a huge clue right there. The
right.
Department of Energy. We're not talking Department of Health. We're talking Department of Energy. And the National Institutes of Health, of course, had a hand in it. However, in the early years, this was initiated by the Wellcome Trust. Now, Wellcome, that sounds like Bienvenidos, right? No, it's not. Wellcome is a very large multinational drug company, as in Burroughs Wellcome, and they established the Pharmaceutical Trust, I mean the Genome Project, using funds from the Pharmaceutical Trust and the Burroughs Wellcome. Now, an important feature of the Human Genome Project was so once they got low on their funds, or what they budgeted for, they brought in the U.S. government and said, hey, guys, come on, pick up the ball here. And so the federal government, the United States government, has a longstanding dedication to the transfer of technology to the private sector. And this is their words, by licensing technologies to private companies and awarding grants for innovative research, that's your tax dollars, the project catalyzed the multi-billion dollar U.S. biotechnology, read pharmaceutical industry, and fostered the development of new medical applications. Now, so you've had me on for a while now, so we know where all these new medical applications have led to, right? It's led to the death of 851,000 Americans. It's led to therapies that we know are 85% useless and ineffective. Okay, so that's what's
and
led.
Deadly. Yeah.
And deadly. And so our government is funding this with your tax dollars and, of course, without your permission. So I say, why not keep all the technologies in the public domain, since the public is paying for them? Doesn't that make sense?
Sure.
Right. That's wrong. Public did pay for it. And why should NIH operate as the publicly funded research arm of biotechnology? So if private citizens' tax dollars are funding it, then shouldn't all technologies be in the public domain? Or, I'm here in a third world country, right? So tourism is like super huge. And shouldn't there be a biotechnology tax on all products made from the advances as a way to repay the taxpayers? Kind of like the hotel room tax to repay tourism investments made by governments to benefit the hotel industry. So why shouldn't the biotech industry products be subject to the same tax? And people said, oh, I'm paying $300 for my medication. Why is there this $100 tax? Oh, well, this is a research tax because the government subsidizes the research for your drugs. At least people would
that's
have a consciousness about it.
I'm sorry. But that's what they've always led us to believe, that they have to charge all these high prices in order to fund the research, when, in fact, the taxpayer is funding the research to begin with, addition to paying high prescription costs.
There you go. Double whammy. That's exactly what's going on. So the true reason behind the Genome Project is to create even more profits for the biotechnology industry, which is the handmaiden to the murder of 851,000 Americans. I can't say each year. I have to say in 2011, because now they've stopped keeping the statistics that I'm basing my research on. They no longer keep those statistics. Because I went to update my numbers, right? And the sources weren't there. They said, oh, the government's no longer providing this information. So this would be akin, though, to Iraq funding the U.S. military, not a benefit to taxpayers of Iraq.
Right.
And funding this genome research is not a benefit to the taxpayers of the United States. So let's take a little closer look. The genetically modified human. So immunizations, we've found, alter the genome expression and genomes themselves. What does this mean? So if you get a vaccine, the material in the vaccine, which would be proteins, RNA, and sometimes DNA, now they're moving more towards DNA products, actually goes into your DNA and alters it and changes it. Now, there are many technical mechanisms for this, and we're going to cover a couple of them. The next thing that they've now found is that life experiences alter the genome. And a life experience would be something like 9/11. So a big life experience like that, witnessing it, actually causes genetic changes in the people who are observing it.
Really?
Yes.
From the trauma.
from the trauma. And that's the whole thing behind PTSD, for example. It's why you can't just solve it with a couple of conversations or a drug or whatever. Because the person's actually going to change at the genetic level. And so the question is, how much influence do these do? So what do genes do? Genes do a lot. And they have a lot of influence. They influence your physical appearance. They influence what proteins are made in your body, what enzymes are made in your body. And so the question is, are genes the determining factor? And the answer is, not exactly. It turns out that cytoplasm, that's the liquid surrounding the genes, nutrition, that means what vitamins you do and don't take in, genetically modified food, EMF, vaccines, perception of life experiences, all can and do change your genome.
Okay. We do have to take a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. You may get that at Amazon. It is a Kindle version. It's very, very affordable, and you don't have to have a Kindle device to use it. All you have to do is download the Kindle program on your computer. All right, Dr. Daniels, please continue. This is very fascinating.
So then it turns out that, as I said, cytoplasm, the liquid around the DNA, your nutritional status, whether you eat genetically modified food or not, electromagnetic frequencies, vaccines, your perception of life experiences, all of these things alter your genes. So they alter the actual DNA sequences itself, number one. Number two, they alter which genes are expressed and which ones are not expressed. And so it turns out that it's the illnesses that alter your genes. And then that alteration is expressed, and that's what we see as an illness. But in essence, the real illness is not the gene itself. And so it's important to blame illness on genes and not blame the genetic modification on illnesses. So when you reverse cause and effect, it's a critical factor in thought manipulation. So it creates a dead end for the mind and leaves the subject, that be you or me, of this deception looking to an expert for clarification. So in other words, if I was going to tell you that there's rainfall and plants are growing, and then I tell you that the growing plants cause the rainfall, it would be very confusing for you. And you'd say, my God, I need an expert to clarify this. And so that's what's being done to us. We're being manipulated like this. So one example of this is criminal behavior. It's often been, it's been documented that, that crime runs in families. You know, dad's a criminal, and the son, even the son he didn't even raise, is criminal. And how does this work? Well, they've done actual studies in prisons, detention centers as well. The dietary change greatly reduces, even eliminates, recidivism. Yet, we see genetic theories offered for criminal behavior to this day, even though people who research it, they know better. But a genetic theory means the individual is powerless to influence it and needs only surrender to experts and, build, of course, build more prisons. So try this one on, hypertension. It has no cause, but it causes heart disease. A real dead end. A more useful theory is that heart disease causes hypertension. Well, if heart disease causes hypertension, well, now let's take a look at the heart. And how can we help the heart? And, of course, diet can and does cure heart disease. But if you turn this cause and effect around, you never get to the, you never get to a thought process that can help you solve the problem. So by reversing the cause and effect, we're told, and the media tells us, we get important control. If we reverse the cause and effect as represented by the media, we get important control that really advances the resolution of problems. So here's another one. Is infant immunization a risk factor for childhood asthma or allergy? Now, back up. Childhood asthma and allergy is understood to have a genetic component. And so what this is indicating to us indirectly is that it's the immunization causing a genetic modification that then results in the asthma and allergy. And so this is a source of the Department of Medicine, along to the School of Medicine in New Zealand. In the United States, they don't do this kind of research anymore, and everything's just perceived to be all settled. So what they did was they took 1,265 children born in 1977, and there are 23 children who received no DPT and polio immunizations. They also had no recorded asthma episodes or consultations for asthma or other allergic illnesses before age 10 years. Now, in the immunized children, 23% had asthma episodes.
Oh, my.
22% had asthma consultations, and 30% had consultations for other allergic conditions. And so similar things were noticed at ages 5 and 16 years. So these findings are not due to differential use of health services or ethnic background or socioeconomic status or parental, or whether or not the parents had allergies. So if you have a parent with allergies, you do not immunize the child, then the child doesn't get allergies. How interesting.
Hmm.
Even parental smoking had no input. And so we're taught in medical school that smoking parents are a major hazard for their children, when in fact it's the vaccines that are modifying the child genetically and creating the disease. And we have the Asthma Foundation, a pro, you know, pro-establishment group, and they say no one knows what causes asthma. However, they say they're blaming genetics. And again, we know that something called epigenetics, that means things outside the genes, in this case vaccines, influence the genes and the genes' expressions. And so this discussion as to whether something is a genetic problem or environment problem, the nature-nurture debate, it's actually a false debate because the environment influences the genes, and the genes then express what we are seeing. And so what is this, how does this work? Well, humans have, and viruses have, something called reverse transcriptase. This means genetic material, which is DNA, can be made from non-DNA material, such as RNA or proteins. This is backwards. This means that proteins and chemicals can determine genetic material, the same way genetic material can determine RNA and proteins. So it's not a one-way street like we were taught in school or in general biology. So in other words, you can have a protein in the environment. It enters the cell. It then changes itself into RNA, and then that RNA, using reverse transcriptase, converts itself to DNA. That DNA can then cause a break in your DNA chain, insert itself in your chain, and get it to, itself to be expressed as if it were your own DNA.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. So depending on who you talk to, okay, so this reverse transcriptase, by the way, was made humanly, just incredibly famous with the whole HIV discussion. Why is the HIV virus so deadly? It's reverse transcriptase. What they didn't tell you is your own body has reverse transcriptase and uses it all the time. And so this is not a, nothing unusual here. So when you have a severe emotional trauma, your body produces lots of fear proteins. So for example, depending on who you talk to, now one theory is these fear proteins attach to DNA and make it more likely you will make a huge fright reaction more easily in the future, or they actually change the DNA directly. And then when you're exposed to a fright stimulus, you have what we might call an overreaction or exuberant reaction. So such a person has been genetically altered to easily produce a fright response. So any DNA change can be passed on to one's children. Another important concept. This is why it's so important to get as many gene/DNA-altering experiences into a person as possible before reproductive age and continue them as long as possible.
Right.
And so you can imagine now you have an immunization, a DNA-altering experience. So you want to get as many vaccines as quickly as possible into this individual before they reproduce. Let's say you have processed foods. My favorite is Red Dye Number 5 and Blue Lake.
They
Blue
make
Lake
bad
7,
out of bugs, don't they?
No. No, that's a petroleum-based one. There are bug-based ones.
Ugh.
I believe those are petroleum-based. But these things cause genetic modification. And so this is why it's so important that the children's candies be infused with these brightly colored chemicals. Now, I say, oh, we make them brightly colored so the kids will like the way they look. No, not really. It's to genetically modify the child, the individual, the human being.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, these this genetic two-way street has been acknowledged throughout the ages, by the way. It's just modern medicine is finally acknowledging it. But we'll, after the break, we can talk more about this.
All righty. We will be back in about 4 minutes.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniel. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. She also co-authored Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her websites are VitalityCapsules.com and DrJenniferDaniels.com. And, okay, please continue. This is just fascinating information. And when you stop and think about it, I mean, it certainly rings true to me.
Okay, so let's take a look at the Hindu theory of karma. And if you look at it in this context, it makes actually a lot more sense. So the Hindus believe that things that happen during your life can cause changes in your body that persist for seven generations. So let's break it down into modern English. The only thing that persists for seven generations is something transmitted in the DNA. So what the Hindus are saying is they believe that events in your life can actually influence your DNA. Now, they talk about special karma rituals, which will wash away seven generations of karma. And that's where the issue, then, of course, the next step is, can we change this genetic alteration that is happening to us? Can we, and do we want to, and how do we? But before I go on today, I want to talk about some more modern evidence that this phenomenon does exist. There is this two-way street, that our genes influence what happens in our body and how it is expressed, but what happens in our environment, whether it's our diet, whether it's trauma, whether it's the consequences of maybe our behavior or actions, as the Hindus might say, that influences our genes. And so, according to Dr. Ho, who's an authority on genetics and evolution, genetic modification interferes fundamentally with natural genetic modifications that organisms undergo in order to survive. So in order to survive, our genes are actually undergoing genetic modification on a day-to-day basis. And this is actually another word for evolution, because we're trained that evolution is, you know, how we all got here, right?
Right.
You know, with this one-cell organism in the ocean somehow made a few changes and made a few changes, and before you know it, well, here we are. Whether you believe that or not, the point is DNA is capable of changing. And this change can happen under natural circumstances in real time, as Dr. Ho says, as an exquisite, precise molecular dance of life. Again, a very colorful way of saying an interaction between your environment every day and what's going on is genetic change day by day. Now, genetic engineering assumes that one protein determines one particular trait, such as herbicide tolerance or insect resistance, and it can be easily swapped out with another and with no other effects. And this is obviously, it's ludicrous. It's dangerously simplistic. Whereas Dr. Ho would say it's really an illusion, because an organism's genome is not static, but it's fluid, and its biological functions are interconnected with its environment and vice versa, such that trying to control genetic changes via artificial modification is definitely a dangerous game. And Dr. Ho goes on to say that the rationale for genetic engineering and genetic modification is the central dogma of molecular biology that assumes DNA carries all the instructions for making an organism. Individual genetic messages in DNA faithfully copied into RNA is then translated into a protein via genetic code. The protein determining a particular trait, such as herbicide tolerance or left-handedness or insect resistance, one gene, one character. If it were really as simple as that, genetic modification would work perfectly. Unfortunately, the simplistic picture is an illusion. Instead of linear causal chains leading from DNA to RNA to protein and downstream biological functions, there are complex feed-forward and feedback cycles that interconnect organisms and environment at all levels to mark and change RNA and DNA down the generation. So this change in these feedback loops that Dr. Ho is mentioning are occurring all the time, minute to minute. Now, there are people who are listening to this broadcast and maybe having DNA changes just from the information they're getting. And so organisms work by intercommunication at every level and not by control. In order to survive, the organism needs to engage in natural genetic modification in real time, and that's what has to happen. So DNA can respond to and participate fully in downstream biological functions. And this is why organisms and ecosystems are vulnerable to the crude DNA and GMO modification that's going on. So more importantly, the human organism shapes its own development and evolutionary future. And that's why we've got to take responsibility for action to ban all environmental release of GMOs right now. Who's in favor of banning GMOs right now? I would like to say it's a little further than that, that we recognize genetically modified organisms as an attempt to modify, say, corn or soybean. What I'd like to suggest is that's not what's going on at all, because it makes no sense to increase the yield of a crop like corn when corn's already in excess supply. It makes no sense to increase the yield of a crop like soybeans when soybeans are already in excess supply.
Exactly.
What's really going
that
on?
Is interesting.
So that's not the goal at all. The goal is to genetically modify the human being that consumes that product.
And think of all the products that corn
you are
is
the target. Bad. Exactly. You are the target of the genetic modification. Not the corn, not the soybean. And that's an important thing to understand, to get a grip on. That this is not about genetically modifying food, it's about genetically modifying humans. Here's another clue. So I said to myself, okay, we got this genome project. We got all these genes for diseases. What about the genes for longevity? Has anyone looked about the genes for longevity? So here's the clincher here. These two researchers, these are basic science researchers at the Einstein College, Albert Einstein in Bronx, New York. And this is Barzalmi and Schuldiner. What do they say? They say the future of history of gerontology in the post-genomic era. So they're saying over the last 30 years, a number of genetic and environmental factors that lead to decreased length of life have been identified. You know, that's certainly the case. Unfortunately, much less progress has been achieved in identifying genes associated with longevity that protect from common diseases or slow the aging process. Recent compelling evidence, and here's the big revelation, supports a role for important genetic and environmental interactions on longevity in lower organisms. Although less is known in humans, commonality in molecular and biological processes, evolutionary arguments, and epidemiological data would strongly suggest similar mechanisms also apply. The completion of the Human Genome Project and the rapid innovations in technology will make possible the identification of human longevity assurance genes. This article reviews such evidence, its implications for the identification of human longevity assurance genes, and the significance of finding longevity genes to human health and disease. And what's all that gobbledygook mean? It means, first of all, that all they can find is something called longevity assurance genes. I mean, genes that will make you feel more likely to live longer. Well, that's not exactly compelling. But this means that longevity is what happens when environmental factors, such as diet, high oxygen percent in the air, eating food unadulterated by man with chemicals or gene splicing, and all these things converge. So you need these environmental factors to influence the genome to be expressed to create longevity. And so this is the crux of the matter. How do we get what we want from nature, in this case you're saying longevity or health, without giving nature what she wants? In other words, how can you get something for nothing? How can we get great flavor from stale food? The answer is, you can't, not without paying a price. And that's the price that we're paying. When we modify our food so it can taste great even though it's stale, what we are then getting is stale food that can't nourish us and a fleeting sense of flavor or pleasure. And so evolution, as we are taught in school, takes millions of years. And so that makes us very complacent. Evolution occurs over millions of years. My genes are safe. They're not changing. Everything's fine. But I'd like to suggest that evolution, like other processes, in 2013, is moving at warp speed. So the food we eat, the vaccines we ingest, the chemicals we ingest, whether there's food additives there, water contaminants, all modifying our genome. The genetic material is changing at such a pace that the Genome Project can only serve two purposes. One, it can serve the purpose of disease creation by locating genes with such a high frequency in the population that declaring their presence a disease will create a mandate for 100% of humans to be declared in need of at least one drug.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, we are going to a break. We will be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine, Is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. Her websites are VitalityCapsules.com and DrJenniferDaniels.com. Now, Rick in the chat room said that the good news is that you can reverse genetic modification. Is that true?
That is true. And that's really the good news. And that gets to the second piece of why decode the human genome and why create this humongous fanfare. The reason for it is to create in people a firm belief that this is set in concrete, it is set in stone, it cannot be modified, and give them a supreme sense of helplessness and powerlessness, and get them to unnecessarily and prematurely yield their power to an authority who is the guardian of the genome. And this makes about as much sense as primitive peoples worshiping a piece of stone or a temple or something like that. And that is where the real danger lies, is in people not accessing their personal power, exercising their ability to control if and how their genome is modified. And right now, there is zero awareness of this. And that is, I think, the whole failure of the GMO movement. And it's this. The failure of the GMO movement is the people in the GMO movement, I should say the anti-GMO movement, and the people in the anti-vaccine movement, and the people in the anti-psychiatric drugging movement, and, they don't realize that they're all in the same movement, which is keep your hands off my genes.
Ah, right. And you can include the chemtrail movement and
yes,
everyone that, you,
EMF
that you've mentioned.
Exactly. And so if you have all these movements like this that are fragmented, and they don't realize they're all touching a different part of the same elephant, then they don't get together and unite and have the incredibly powerful, crushing effect that they are capable of.
Right.
So in other words, you can say, well, we have this giant corporation here. I'm not even going to give it a name because the name changes from day to day. It's just a simple matter of filing papers. But you can say we have this force arrayed against us, and I'm going to work on the vaccine issue. I don't care about your GMO issue. Or I'm going to work on a GMO issue. I don't care about your organics issue because my issue is more important. Or I don't care about this. So as long as I'll splinter it up in these little fragments, not a whole lot is really going to happen, because what you're going to have a person saying, you know what, I'm not going to get those GMOs, darn it, but I'm going to have some food additives, and I'm going to get my vaccines, and I'm going to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to make sure I have Wi-Fi in every single room in my house and all this other stuff. And so you'll have a person, it's like having a house with 10 doors, and you're only going to lock one.
Right.
And so that is the issue, is that this genome project gives everyone the impression these 11 doors to your house can't possibly be locked. Or even worse, they really aren't even doors to your house. There's no reason to lock them because the genome is safe. Here it is. We've decoded it. There it is. It's right there. It's safe. Don't worry about it.
Right. That's a very profound thing that you just talked about. And because when I have people on the program, such as talking about chemtrails, they believe that is absolutely the very most important issue. And then I'll have somebody on maybe a day or two later that feels like the vaccine movement is the most important issue. And what you just said, that these are all movements, and they are just like, it's just like touching a different part of the elephant. Because all of these things, the GMO foods, crops, they're all basically about changing our genetic makeup.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, we can take another step, which is, okay, how, you know, this is like totally off the topic of my intended talk, but whatever, since we're there. So how do you organize a coordinated effort?
Right.
Should the vaccine group subordinate itself to the GMO group? That's why I say absolutely not. That's not the way to go at all. The way to go is each one of these groups has their research investigation strategy arm, which is extremely valuable, and they should do that. But those of us who are not at the front line of whatever one of those movements we're talking about should say, hey, look, this is the deal. So let's create some kind of information/database thing, say, okay, my expertise, my burning passion and concern is, let's say, GMO. But I realize that the reason for the GMOs, the reason it's happening, is to modify my genome and create in me a perpetual customer/servant status. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign on to each one of these 20 causes here. And whenever something's going on, I'm going to, you know, add my signature or add my efforts in that area in whatever way I can. And so what's needed then really is more of a clearinghouse mentality where, okay, fine, this is what can be done. This is a strategy. And one thing which is really bad, which I personally object to in terms of the natural healing movement, again, we're like seriously off topic, but whatever, today, there was an alert by one of the natural healers. So he sent out an alert about the HPV vaccine. It's a fraud. It's terrible.
Well, the HPV virus is harmless. If you do nothing, it goes away in 2 years. It doesn't cause any disease. But here's a natural remedy you can take to cure yourself of HPV vaccine, of HPV virus. Okay, you see the logical flaw there.
Right.
Are you with me? We got a virus. It's harmless. The regular medical guys are giving you something that's going to kill you in anywhere from 10 minutes to 2 years if you take it, right?
Sure.
But take our natural remedy. Well, it doesn't need a remedy, right? It doesn't need a remedy. So why don't we unburden people? Say, hey, wait a minute. Here's all these harmless conditions that do not need treatment. Don't need to take my vitamin for it. Don't need to take their drugs for it. You know, at ease. Continue with your life. Refocus your efforts on whatever's important to you.
Isn't a lot of this created by fear-mongering? People are afraid they're going to get something that's dreadful, or they're afraid that of the chemtrails, or they're afraid of this or that, the radiation from Fukushima. Isn't a lot of it designed to make us afraid, and doesn't that also cause damage to our DNA structure, which you've already indicated?
Yes, yes, and yes, but. I mean, some things like GMOs, there really is a danger there.
Sure.
But when you spend your time taking a supplement for a harmless virus that's going to go away in 2 years no matter what you do and never give you any symptoms, that lessens your ability to marshal resources to respond to real threats.
And you're talking about your immune system. If you have a cold or if you have a flu or something and you resist it naturally, it builds up your immune system, right?
That's true, too. But what if you have something that has no symptoms? What do you do?
Nothing.
There you go. You got it. You get a gold star. Absolutely. And this is the crux of the matter. So if people could get that one thing through their head, that if you feel fine, you are fine. Just that one thing. If you feel fine, you are fine. Now, let's handle problems that are problems. And then if you don't have a problem, if you stop putting all of your resources into taking drugs that are going to give you a problem or make you sick, now you can really be a force to pitch in where things count with the immunizations, with the GMO stuff, with the food additives and all of those other things.
Right. You have to
But if you're guarding every flank where there's no problem, you can't be a resource. You can't be strong.
Right. And that includes taking supplements, too. It doesn't have to be medication. It could just be the wrong supplement that you're taking. Right?
Right, or just the time it takes to count the darn things out in the morning.
Right. Oh, gosh. Okay. Got the message. We'll be back after the top of the hour break. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.